Today, Be'ez Hashem, we learned that Tzadi Zayin and Masechta Shabbos. We'll be discussing the following topics. First, the Gemara will derive two moral lessons from the story of Moshe Rabbeinu being afflicted with tzaras on his hand. Next, the Gemara discusses the exact case of machlekes between the Tanakama and Rabbi Kiva regarding somebody throwing an object from one Rosh Hashanah to another, passing through Rosh Hashanah in the middle. The Gemara then has a brief discussion of the source of the concept of lavet. After having discussed throwing something from a Rishus HaYachad to Rishus HaYachad with a Rishus HaRabim Be'emtza, the Gemara discusses the reverse case of throwing something from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaRabim Rishus HaYachad Be'emtza. The Daf concludes with a brief discussion of what the halacha is when you intended to do a malacha in a certain way and you ended up doing it in either a larger or a smaller way. For instance, he intended to throw something 8 amos in Rishus HaRabim and it landed 4 amos away, or the reverse case, where he intended to throw it 4 amos and it landed 8 amos away. Some of the important concepts we will discuss in today's daf include kluta kemi shahun chadami. When something is in the ear space of rishus, we view it as if it is already resting in that rishus. Malkum p'tur is an area that is neither rishus ayachid nor rishus arabim, and you are not chai for carrying to and from it on Shabbos. Lavid. When two things are within 3 tvachim of each other, the halacha views the ear space between them as filled in or connected. Basic command de malya dami. If a Rosh Hashanah has a roof over it, we view the entire area under the roof as if it had no empty airspace, and anything that is in the airspace is considered to be resting in the Rosh Hashanah.